BBC Radio Solent Sport.
The Non-League Show with Cliff Pledge.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Non-League Show. Thank you, Kev. I'm Cliff Pledge, and this week our mind is on the road to Wembley with a couple of big games in the FA Trophy and the FA Vase. And of course, we'll have scores, scorers and tables. Lots of teams also in league action as well. The show this week comes from Westleigh Park, where Havant and Waterlooville took on Welling United in the FA Trophy second round proper. And actually, normally at this stage, I'm in a stadium that's almost plunged into darkness. But today, there's lots going on with lots of people out on the pitch helping roll the covers to try and protect the surface at Westleigh Park. You might be able to catch a bit of background noise, as these men doing a very important job for Havant and Waterlooville. And the team did an important job as well today. At home to Welling, who play in a higher league, the Hawks, who took the scalp of Forest Green in the last round, looked to cause another surprise. Two changes for the team. Brian Stock came back in as captain, and Matt Patterson, who'd been an ever-present in the starting 11, made way for James Hayter in attack. Welling, who'd signed four players in midweek, made seven changes, but there was no return to Westleigh Park for former favourite Sar Cabba. He'd been ill and hadn't travelled down, so not an opportunity for Hawks fans to say hello to one of their former favourites. 357 from Westleigh Park. Welling almost scored early on when the ball hit the crossbar. I think it was a Hawks player put the ball onto his own crossbar, actually. But on 11 minutes, Josh Hill scored his first goal for Havant and Waterlooville to open the scoring, getting on the end of a low free kick from Nick Ciardini that Welling should have cleared. But within 7 minutes, Reece Harris had lashed them level after a good cross from the left wing wasn't cleared by the Hawks. Havant and Waterlooville made the visiting debutant goalkeeper work a little bit towards the end of the half as James Hayter and Shamir Mullings forced him into a fine double save. But the main moment of the match came on 64 minutes when a good cross from Ben Swallow was headed home from close range from Shamir Mullings to give Havant and Waterlooville a 2-1 lead. And they preserved that lead, even though in the final minute, Ryan Young had to make a good save from Michael Bakari's powerful shot. Havant and Waterlooville then, winning through by 2-1 against Welling. Afterwards, I spoke to their manager, Lee Bradbury. Hawks boss Lee Bradbury, your reaction, please, to getting through in the trophy and claiming another National League scalp?
Yeah, pleased with performance today. I think, I've just said to the players in the dressing room, though, we need to get those levels of performance out of one another and themselves every week going into the league, because for me we're in a position now in the league that we need to make sure we're performing week in and week out, and I'm absolutely convinced that we've got more than enough in the dressing room to come mid-table this year. But good, for me the performance today was from hard work, and all the players, every single one of them worked hard, and we had that bit of quality in the right times to just score the winning goal.
It was a deserved victory, fair to say, against National League opposition.
Yeah, I think so. I think we had majority of the chances. I think probably Ryan Young only had one or two saves to make in the whole game. They got back in it, and you're thinking, it's going to two sides are a little bit vulnerable at the moment, and which way is it going to swing? But I was pleased with our reaction and our bravery on the ball, and we tried to play on a difficult pitch. But I also would like to say well done to all the volunteers that are coming all week to get the pitch playable, because we've had six or seven, eight bodies coming in every time to try and make it playable. And I'd like to give that victory to them today.
Oh, it's not often I've seen the Westleigh Park tractor come on at half time to try and smooth things down.
Yeah, it just got a bit bobbly out there, and we just said to Martin, the groundsman, to come on and make sure, try and get it playable. We try and play football on the grass, and we've got to have a decent surface. And I think, today we've got the ball in the final third, and people like Ben Swallow came on, made a real impact. Jack Watmore came on and was solid and plugged those gaps for us. And also Matt Patterson came on and held the ball out and worked hard. So, the whole squad have earned a victory today.
It must be nice as a manager when you bring on a player. You brought on Ben Swallow, and within 2 minutes he provided an assist for the winning goal.
Yeah, no, we said to Ben, go and give him a problem. 1v1, we went to change to 4-3-3 and tried to get him higher up the pitch, and Shamir at the far post against a smaller fullback. And Ben's great 1v1. He's got great feet, good balance, and he can deliver the ball. And that's something that I've tried to get out of him more, his end product, crosses and making goals. And he's done that today.
What areas particularly pleased you I mean, there were some good defensive tackles. I mean, the goals weren't spectacular, were they? Were close range. Mm. But what pleased you most today?
Just the attitude of the players. Togetherness and everyone working hard for one another. We've got good footballers, but at times, and it is only at times, we haven't produced enough work rate. And we showed that today. When we do work hard, we can beat anyone. And yes, well in a down near the bottom of their league, but they're the league above. And I thought we made him look ordinary today.
You were telling me before the game that with Jack Watmer, who's on loan from Pompey, there's like a set timetable of how much you can use him at the moment. He's returning from injury, so supporters of Pompey and Havant might raise eyebrows that he's not starting, but he's not allowed to.
Well, at the end of the day, Jack's had a serious injury, and he needs to grow in one, fitness, and two, confidence in his football and the injury. And he's made a couple of crunching tackles today, and he's come through that okay, so that'll be good for him. That'll be a box ticked in his mind that once he goes through a decent tackle, he's okay and he can come out the other side of it and continue to play. But I was pleased with our two centre halves today. I didn't want to change that going into the game, but I wanted to secure us up, and we had a couple lads that were carrying illnesses today, so I've put Jack in there just to plug us up a little bit in the middle midfield and just sit in there, and he's done a great job at that. It's the second time I've sort of put him in that position, and he's happy with it and he knows how to play that role.
You're flying the flag for the South and for the county now in the trophy. I guess you'd like a home draw next. You're in the last 16 now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, definitely a home draw. I mean, we've been good at home this year and not so good away, and that's something we've got to improve on. This result hopefully can be the catalyst of a springboard to push us up the league.
I see Nigel Atangana could be available. Pompey, I understand, are letting him go. He was a star here. Any chance he could come back?
I'd love Nigel back, but whether he'd want to come back and he's available, I don't know. He's certainly done great for us while he's here, and he's a good player and a fantastic lad, and he'd want to play football, and that's probably why he's available if he is available. I think Nigel is probably, he's better than this league, to be honest, but if I'd have him back in a heartbeat.
On Wednesday, you're home in the Hampshire Senior Cup to Portchester. And on Saturday, there's a match with Basingstoke, and that's a huge game now that their victory today puts the Hawks bottom. That is a massive game for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, Wednesday we play Portchester away, and then obviously we've got Basingstoke on a Saturday. So it's a big game for us. I mean, they've won today and we've gone to the bottom of the league, but I can't control Basingstoke's results. All I can control is ours. And I'm absolutely convinced, as I said before, that we'll start to climb the league if we continue to put in these performances that we have recently. And a change of luck, might I say. But, you know, we've had some bad luck recently, but you've got to make your own luck and work hard. So hopefully we can start climbing that league table.
That's Lee Bradbury speaking after Havant and Waterlooville beat Welling United 2-1 today in the FA Trophy. Away then on Wednesday to AFC Portchester in the Hampshire Senior Cup, and home on Saturday in the National League South to Basingstoke. Elsewhere in the same competition this afternoon, Eastleigh were at home to Gateshead on the fresh on the back of their FA Cup heroics. Would there be a run to Wembley in the trophy? Ian Wilding's got the story from the Silver Lake.
Eastleigh suffered their first defeat since November to bow out of the FA Trophy. In truth, the away side just about deserved to win 2-1. That's despite Eastleigh edging the first half. Constable tapped home from Lee Cook's corner to make it 1-0 within the first half an hour. But Gateshead, well, they've now won 8 games away this season, 2 at Eastleigh, including in the league in September, and it showed. As the pitch worsened, Gateshead improved. Goals from McLaughlin and ex-Cardiff striker Danny Johnson with his first touch as substitute made it 2-1 to the Tynesiders, who were into the last 16. Eastleigh, well, they travel to Gateshead in February in the league, where they'll hope for happier times, and also the small occasion of Bolton away in the FA Cup on Tuesday night in the third round. What an occasion that will be for the Spitfires. But it finished here in the FA Trophy second round. Eastleigh 1, Gateshead 2.
Well, there are funny ways that we can use statistics. They hadn't lost at home since November, but in all competitions, they haven't won in 5. And as Ian said there, forget all that. On Tuesday, they're away to Bolton in a huge FA Cup replay. Wishing them all the best. After the game, Ian also spoke to their skipper this afternoon, Ben Strevens.
Ben, your thoughts then overall today? Probably disappointing after such a good performance last week. For a good, big game coming up on Tuesday, I thought, you know, we didn't really play as well as we should do today, and especially the second half, we didn't get going and conceded the goal. And then when you don't get going at the start of a second half, it's very hard to then turn it around. And now I think in the end, they probably deserve to win, yeah.
And how about the pitch? Because it seemed to cut up more in the second half, as seen from up in the press box anyway.
Yeah, it's difficult to moan too much because they're trying their best with it. But yeah, the pitch is probably the worst since I've been here, to be honest. It was bad last week. Obviously, we had to play the game because it was an FA Cup game. But that certainly took a lot out of it. And just every time you plant your foot now, it cuts up. And I think we've got to try and play a little bit. I think Gaffer spoke about it when we was in there. And I think we overplayed in the wrong areas where you can't play on this pitch. You've got to get it forward. And then hopefully when it comes down, then you can get passing. So, yeah, it's bad for both sides. But yeah, it's certainly in a bad way at the minute.
It's a bit of a contrast today as well, wasn't it, to last weekend? Obviously, a very sort of kind of different occasion.
Yeah, it was, you know, understandably after last week, it was a bit of a quiet atmosphere and, you know, not as many people here today. But it's a freezing cold day. I'm not sure many people thought we were going to be on. And, you know, we've got another big game coming up on Tuesday, so you sort of can understand it. But I think we sort of showed that in our performance as well. You know, I think we were sort of the crowd not being here and us not really turning up ourselves. So, yeah, it was disappointing and... You know, it was a competition I think we could have done really well in as well. So I think we're all a little bit disappointed about that. But, you know, we've got a massive game Tuesday now to try and, you know, if we win Tuesday, I'm sure people will forget about it and sort of let us off a performance like this today.
Yeah. Obviously, today, good finish from Constable as well, wasn't it? Things were going pretty well first half an hour or so.
Yeah, I think last week the formation that we played worked really well and it certainly worked well early doors today. And I think if we'd have got a second goal in the first half, you know, maybe it'd have been a different story. But, yeah... Bino's one of those, you know, if you get the balls in the right areas, he'll always score goals. And especially first half, I thought his movement was really good to try and help us, you know, playing up front by himself. Second half, it was a little bit tougher for him because I don't think the service into him was that great. And we didn't really get out as a team to give him that help either. So, but that's typical Bino, you know, if you get the balls in the right area, you know, he'll score the goals for you.
And also you mentioned Tuesday, but now I suppose the focus can now turn completely to that.
Yeah, of course. You know, at the start of this season, if we're completely honest, we wanted to do well in the league, be up there again, playoffs minimum, you know, have a good FA Cup run and sort of trophy was a third in the line. So, yes, it's another massive thing for the club, you know. I think we did so well last week and we're hoping that we go there and do ourselves justice. And if we play well on the day, then hopefully we can get through. But it's going to be a tough game, but, you know, a brilliant game for everyone involved in the football club and sort of deserve for hard work, Stu and all the ball they're putting in. And obviously the fans that have been here a long time, you know, seeing them get a bit of success and hopefully we're attracting a few more fans as well to try and boost it because I know a lot of work's going into that as well.
And there was talk of the home tie being a leveller because of the pitch, but it seems that EC like to play well on good pitches as well because they like to play around the ground and play good football.
Yeah, I sort of said that last week. I wasn't being, you know, a lot of people sort of made it out as if the pitch had played a massive part in that, but... You know, we want to play on a good surface too. You know, I think some of our better performance away from home this year, you know, think of places like Cheltenham and Wrexham and people like that. You know, I think we've played on good surfaces and we've shown that we can pass the ball and do the stuff when we have to. So, yeah, we're hopeful that obviously it will be a good pitch that it suits us just as much as it's them. Of course, they're probably going to have a bit more of the ball than they did here and they're probably going to work us a little bit harder going forward for them. But I think the way we play with the players we've got on a good pitch, I think we can cause them a few problems as well.
And 19 wins away from home in 2015. How much does that help psychologically for you?
Yeah, we're confident going away from home. I think, I don't know why it is, but we seem to suit playing away from home a bit more. I think we've got experienced players that know their roles and we seem to be quite good on the counter-attack. So, yeah, we're hopeful that the form we've carried from the league and, you know, like you're saying, out of the 19 games or whatever it is, that hopefully that help us come Tuesday. And, you know, they're on a little bit of a bad run, so... You know, they're not going to be high in confidence. So if we can go there and start the game well, hopefully, you know, it pans out the way we want it to.
And have you played at the Macron or the Reebok as it was before?
No, never played there, no. So, it's going to be a good occasion for all of us. You know, it wasn't so long ago they were doing really well in the Premiership. So never played there. I'm looking forward to it. I think all the boys are looking forward to it. And just hoping we go there and play well. And if we play well and we end up losing, we can't have done much more. So we're just hoping that we go there and, you know, put on a full performance that hopefully gets us through. If not, we come away with a lot of credit, but we're confident going into it.
Well, good luck to Eastleigh at the Macron on Tuesday. Of course, we've got a show and live commentary from up there. Eastleigh losing 2-1 at home to Gateshead today. That was their captain, Ben Streven, speaking to Ian Wilding. Other scores in the trophy. We started with Havant and Waterlooville 2, Welling 1. Dulwich Hamlet 1, Guiseley 2, Dover 2, Southport 1, Truro 2, Macclesfield 2. They'll have to replay in Cheshire. Braintree 0, Stourbridge 1, Chester 4, Hungerford 0, Eastbourne Borough 1, AFC Fylde 4, Sutton 1, Curzon Ashton 0, Torquay 1, Wrexham 0, Grimsby 3, Western Supermare 1. The games at Halifax and Bradford Park Avenue were postponed. Woking 6, Maidenhead 1. And Oxford City 2, Cheltenham 2. In round one, there was an outstanding tie still to be settled. It finished Leamington 1, Altrincham 2 after extra time. Altrincham go to Bognor in the next round. You're listening to BBC Radio Solent.
I promised you Tracy Ullman, and here she is. There's 6 episodes. Apparently, it's very, very funny.
Johnny Walker's really, like, you know, he's given me a big shout-out. Thanks, Johnny Walker.
Well, there you go, and now I have Tracy.
Oh, thanks, darling. I appreciate it.
Well, welcome back to our screens. And what about this?
Oh, no!
Oh, yes! She still love this?
Alex Dyke.
Oh, boy. You play this to any baby and they start kicking their legs.
Really?
You won't go to sleep.
Somebody get me a baby. Tracy Ullman, thank you.
Weekday mornings from 10. BBC Radio Solent.
A bit of a travel update for you. The M27 Junction 3 near Rownhams. Very slow traffic there. The motorway's closed in both directions. Hope you're not stuck in that and try to avoid it if you can. I'm Cliff Pledge. This is the non-league show. We've heard Havant and Waterlooville went into the last 16 of the FA Trophy. They banked £6,000. But we also had sides in the FA Vase today trying to bank £2,000 worth of prize money and reach the last 16. Newport were one of those at home to Ashford United today. And on Andy Sampson, their manager, joins me live on the phone this evening. Good evening, Andy.
Hi, Cliff.
Hi, thanks for joining us. I take it you must be deflated because you were 1-0 up and then were defeated 2-1 after extra time. Tell me about the game, please.
Yeah, old experience side. We managed to take the lead. I think it was about 9th minute. Got on top, few chances, but we scored on the 9th, conceded on the 12th. So disappointing that we couldn't hold on to the lead. And then the rest of the game sort of pretty even. And then as the second half went on, we managed to get on top. We had several chances, just didn't take them, and we run out of steam in extra time.
And
they scored with 2 minutes to go.
I'm going to say that must be particularly gutting. I was following online that there was a volley 2 minutes before the end of extra time.
Yeah. The ball come in. I mean, they played everything down the flanks, got the ball into the box. They had 2 big centre forwards, and we've cleared our lines, and the ball's dropped straight to the edge of the box, and their players just volleyed it straight in.
Darren Powell scored your first goal. Tell us about the goal that you did score this afternoon.
The ball's gone into the box. There was a bit of hesitancy in there, and it fell to Daz. Daz just side-footed in from about 6 yards.
What positives can you take from the afternoon? Obviously, I appreciate the game hasn't long been finished and everything's disappointing, but what can you take away from it that's a bonus?
I think we can take a lot of credit from the game. You know, we've got a lot of inexperienced players at the moment, mixed with the experience. And, you know, as the weeks have gone on, you know, we've improved. And today, I think, you know, against a very good Ashford side, you know, we've come out of a lot of credit. Some of the players, you know, put in some performances today. And, you know, it shows how far we've improved from the start of the season.
Well, it has been a noticeable improvement because when I came over to Cowes in the FA Cup, I said to their manager that they had a chance of finishing above Newport for the first time ever. Since then, you've got your act in order, it seems, and there's a bit of a cushion now between you between the Port and the Yachtsmen.
Well, we're 3 points behind. We've got 3 games in hand. Obviously, we've had the Vase sort of as taking priority of late, but now we have a run of league games, and you know, we've got to pick up a few points and hopefully maintain top 10 finish and stay above Cowes.
Yeah, I guess that's quite important, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, all the lads from both teams, they all go out drinking together, so it's, yeah, they're all mates at the end of the day, but it'd be nice just to finish above them.
Andy Sampson, manager of Newport, Isle of Wight. Sorry you didn't get through. Thanks for joining us live on the non-league
show
this evening.
Thanks a lot.
No problem. Goodbye. Also in action were Moneyfields of the Wessex League at home to Bristol Manor Farm, the leaders of the Western League. Thieves didn't go to plan for the Moneys, who were on a record run. But Jake Morgan was shown the red card, then Jack Lee. Then they fell behind on the stroke of half-time. Fell 2-0 down before Tyler Giddings saw red. So they were finished the game with eight men. After the game, I caught up with their manager, Dave Carter. On the line now is the Moneyfields manager, Dave Carter. Where do we start today? Disappointment that you're out, or what's your reflection on today's game, please?
My reflection on today's game was absolutely robbed by the referee, to be honest with you. It was absolutely atrocious refereeing. Three sent off, all very, very harsh sendings off, six booked, and I don't think there was a bad tackle in the game. So really, really disappointed. Really disappointed.
Because,
So the lads that played on done fantastic to me. I mean, a team that's top of their league and flying at the moment, scoring bags of goals. We've kept it down to 2-0 with eight men. Really pleased with that. So just disappointed with the referee today. Fourth official, he agreed. Linesman agreed. It's just one player sent off after 15 minutes. Was very harsh, straight red. I thought it was a free kick the other way, if anything. But then we got uphill battle from there.
You had two players sent off while it was still 0-0. I guess against a team top of the league, it's too much to ask to try and hold on, because you'd have had to hold on and then hold on through extra time as well. It was a tall order once the red cards came out.
It was. So we're down to two men, still 0-0. And we wanted to get in at half-time and just chat with the lads and jig the shape of the team around. But obviously they conceded with a minute to go at half-time, which is a little bit frustrating. Credit to the lads that stayed on the pitch. They worked hard. Defended really well. Matchell was class in goal. Tom Chapman, central defence, did fantastic for us. Disappointed. We're concentrating on the league now. So we've had a great run in this cup. It's been hard because we sort of had one Vars team and one league team at the moment. And it's been hard to juggle the team down. I've only been here 11 weeks and settle down now and get things together.
And that's because your new players were cup-tied, I suppose. So that's now at least you've got a clean slate to bring both those teams together as one.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. As I say that, we have five cup-tied. Like you say, we can bring them teams together as one and build the squad that we want to push forward up the league now. That's the plan, and get ready for next season.
People are going to raise eyebrows at finishing with eight men. The referee made three mistakes with three red cards?
The first one was never sending off. The second one was two yellows. I'll accept that one, even though I felt it was harsh, the second yellow. And really, that was caused by the first sending off, because the lad was still moaning about the sending off previous. And the third one was absolutely outrageous sending off. The lad cleanly won the ball. The ball went forward, and it called outrage in the ground. Everyone shouting and screaming. So I think we had a big crowd here today, 200-300, I think, was here. And I was just disgusted with it, absolutely disgusted.
Well, Dave Carter, it wasn't your day today. All the best for the rest of the season in the Sydenham's Wessex League. Thanks for joining us on the non-league show this evening.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Cliff. Thank you.
So Moneyfields out and Newport out. One Hampshire team do survive. Hartley-Wintney of the Combined Counties League. They beat Bradford Town 3-1 today. They will be at home to Hereford in the next round. Hereford beat Leicester Nirvana 6-0 in front of nearly 3,000. So Hartley Wintney will get ready for a bit of an invasion of Hereford supporters in the next round, which game's played on the 30th. Wessex League leaders Salisbury are away to Nuneaton Griff. In the National League today, Lincoln City 0, Forest Green Rovers 1 was the only game. Forest Green cut Cheltenham's lead at the top to 2 points. In the National League South, Basingstoke are off the bottom. They gave a debut to Jack Demon, and Reese Connolly was on the bench. They beat Hemel 2-0 with Chris Flood and Louis Saws scoring. Haven and Waterlooville are now at the bottom. Dartford 4, Bath 1 and Margate 4, Chelmsford 1 were the only other games. Gosport dropped one place to 5th. They play on Monday away to Wealdstone. In the Southern League Premier, Pooltown, the leaders, needed a late equaliser to draw 1-1 with Kings Lynn in front of 355. Richard Gillespie scored the late equaliser. Steve Devlin hit the bar late on. Weymouth had a 4-1 win at Histon. They're up into the playoff positions tonight. George Rigg scored twice. Ben Thompson and Chris Shepherd also on target. Dorchester had a crowd of 427 and a 3-0 win over Cambridge City. Charlie Davis, Jonah Ayunga and Neil Martin on target. They are up to 7th in the table tonight, and Poole Town at the top, 4 points clear at the top of the table. On Tuesday, Dorchester home to Biddeford, Weymouth at home to Cambridge City. In the Southern League Central Division, Petersfield Town and Fleet Town had no games today. Their matches were postponed. In the Southern League South and West Division, Winchester City came from behind to beat Mangotsfield 2-1. Charlie Smeaton and Matt Benham scored. They are back into the playoff positions, up to third in the table tonight. AFC Totten scored twice at Yates, but their good recent run is over. They lost 4-2. Nathaniel Sherborne and Michael Gosney with a penalty kick on target for the Stags. And Wimborne had a crowd of 203 but lost 1-0 at home to Evesham. They gave debuts to Christian Oxlade-Chamberlain and Kalim Hytham. But it's been a really interesting week for Wimborne, of course. Bashley's game was postponed, by the way. But they have a new chairperson. Paula Henley is back in charge. And, of course, Harry Redknapp, one of the new directors. It's been a very interesting week. And this morning, Kane Reeves spoke to Paula Henley about the developments.
Well, basically, I know Harry just on a sort of very level of just, I run an under-8 team. Sunday, more than under eight. His grandson Bobby plays with my son Cameron. And Harry's the type of guy that he turns up every now and again on a Sunday to watch the game. And he'll just come on the line, talk to people like he's a mate. And we do that sort of probably twice a month. We see each other. We have a bit of a chat about the boys. We have a chat about Bournemouth and football in general. And that's all it is. But I suddenly thought to myself, you know, I'd quite like to speak to him. I'm going back to Wimborne Town. I want to make a difference. I want to try and do things, yeah, make some noise, basically. And I thought, well, I'll speak to Mark Redknapp and see if he's happy to give me his dad's number. So I did. And he said, I've told him you're going to give him a ring. So I did. And just said, Harry, I could do with some advice. I've gone back to Wimborne Town and you're a football man. I've just got some questions. Could I meet up? And he said, yes. Came round to the house on Wednesday, actually. And I've got to be honest, at that time I wasn't really quite sure what I was going to ask him. I was going to ask him some advice about running a football club, but I hadn't at that point thought it prudent to think that I should ask him to join the board. But I got on so well with him and we were so kind of impassioned about the football we were talking about, I just found myself asking the question.
Wow, so
there you are, an impromptu decision and obviously making headlines everywhere in football, really, that Harry Redknapp coming back in the Southern League South and West Division. We wish him and Paula well, of course. And I noticed last time I was there were some stadium plans up in the clubhouse for a new stadium. So let's hope everything works out for them. They stay 18th in tonight's table, by the way, 8 points above the relegation zone. Totten State 12th. In the Wessex Premier, Bemerton Heath Harlequins 1, Whitchurch 0, Blackfield and Langley 1, AFC Portchester 1, Brockenhurst 0, Verwood 1, Cowes 4, Bournemouth Poppies 1 and Forley 2, Salisbury 4. With Horndean not in action, Salisbury are now 3 points clear at the top. In the Sydenham's Wessex League Division 1. I can't read my own abbreviations there. Apologies, one and all. Tim Cole's first game in charge of AFC Stoneham was a tough one at home to the leaders Portland, but it finished 1-1. Christchurch 6, Alton 0. Laverstock and Ford 2, United Services Portsmouth 0, New Milton Town 1, Tadley 1, Romsey 1, Downton 0, Tottenham Ealing 6, East Cowes, Vicks 1. In the Western League Premier Division, Bridport's game was off, Gillingham won 5-2 at Halland, Sherborne beat Welton Rovers 1-0 at home. With the rest of the day's scores, here's Kane Reeves.
Thank you very much, Cliff. Let's have a look at the Dorset Premier League. It finished Bridport Reserves 1, Sherborne Town 1, Cranbourne 1, Merley Cobham Sports 5, Hanworthy United 2, Mertown 2, Parley Sports 5, Wareham Rangers 1, Shaftesbury Town 2, Swanage Town 5, Weymouth Reserves 3, Holt United 2. To the Hampshire Premier League, and it's finished Clanfield 1, Coldon Common 0, Overton United 0, Fleetlands 3, Paulsgrove 0, Biffin Milton Rovers 3, and QK Southampton 3, Liss Athletic 2.
Thank you, Kane Reeves. Thank you also to Ian Wilding. And thanks to all my friends at Havant and Waterlooville. The non-league show's coming to a close now. The headlines, the Hawks are through to the last 16 of the FA Trophy. They beat Welling of the National League 2-1 today. Josh Hill and Shamir Mullings on target for the Hawks. Eastleigh are out, beaten 2-1 at home by Gateshead. but we still want to wish the Spitfires well on Tuesday. The small matter of a trip to Bolton Wanderers in the FA Cup. Newport are out of the Vars in extra time. Moneyfields are out. They've finished with eight men, but big wins for Weymouth and Dorchester in the Southern League. A draw for Poole and a win for Winchester in the league below puts them in the playoff positions. I'm Cliff Pledge. Thanks for joining us on the Non-League Show. Next on BBC Radio Solent is Stereo Underground.